This week, a National Elections Transparency Group held a meeting in Hollywood, where eyes were trained on the Broward County Supervisor of Elections. After Tim Canova convincingly lost a primary challenge to Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz in 2016, he filed public records requests to look at the ballots. He ended up suing Brenda Snipes, the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, for the records, but in the middle of the case, Snipes ordered the destruction of the ballots.
I've lost much faith and confidence in the Broward Supervisors of Elections office to conduct a fair election.
She previously told reporters destroying the records was an accident. Legal experts contend she broke the law. Governor Rick Scott's administration raised legal concerns. Canova says the incident left a bad taste in his mouth.
And as a result, I've come to believe that we need some serious election reforms.
It's thrown Broward County into the spotlight of about 50 election transparency activists who gathered in Hollywood on Monday. Chris Sauter is an elections attorney. He worked with Al Gore in the infamous 2000 election here in South Florida. He says in 2000, Broward County was one of the few places doing it right, but that's changed now.
There's kind of a history here, although I have to say, when I was here 18 years ago, things were run pretty well, but since I've been here, there have been a whole host of problems.
A judge last month ordered Snipes to change the way she handles absentee ballots after the Republican Party sued her. The late delivery of some mail-in ballots by the supervisor's office kept a few county races in limbo for days after the primaries a few weeks ago. Snipes' office did not respond to a request for comment. Activists say they will be monitoring the upcoming elections in Broward County closely. I'm Danny Rivero in Hollywood.